Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Welcome back to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset podcast with me, Johnny Pardo. Today, I have a special guest on the episode with me where we're going to be talking about self-confidence, money mindset, and many, many more things. So I'm going to welcome Choyo to the show. Hey, Choyo, how are you doing?
Hi, I am so excited to be here. Thank you for inviting me on.
Well, I'm excited to have you here as well. So I know you do a lot of valuable work for a lot of women out there. So I know the listeners are definitely in for a treat today. So just a quick introduction to Choyo, and then we'll go a little bit more into our story and she can say a little bit more. So Choyo is a money mindset coach for Christian women. She helps ambitious Christian women own their desires and create aligned abundance without shame. Money is a sensitive subject, and when looked at incorrectly or misused, it can really be a blocker to our lives, I believe. So we want you to obviously be doing more of what you want with more opportunities in life. So we're going to be covering this today. So Choyo, can you tell us a little bit about perhaps anything else you'd like to introduce about yourself and actually what got you into this area?
Okay, so again, my name is Choyo Wilson Daniel. I'm a money mindset mentor, and I help women to identify the pain, the internal pain, so we can release that pain and make it rain. And when I say make it rain, I'm talking about make it rain money, dollars.
I love that expression.
So what got me into this work is I have always been really good at making money, but I struggle with having money. My relationship with money was always negative. It was like I had a hole in my pocket. As soon as it came in, it went right out. So I was making six figures and I found my name on the foreclosure list. And I didn't foreclose, but that was enough to say, hey, stop. Something is going on internally with you. Let's try to figure that out. So I started my path on self-development. And then I ran into this whole concept of money blocks. And after I started doing the work, I'm like, oh my gosh, because it literally changed my life. I said, I got to share this with everyone I meet. Every woman I meet, I want to share this work with. So that's what got me started with money mindset.
Okay, yeah, awesome. And I can totally relate to what you mean about when you're impressively earning a lot, but then suddenly where's the money gone, right? Recently done some Harv Eker stuff and learning a lot about this financial blueprint and all that kind of stuff. Whilst, you know, some people earn less, but they seem to have more of it, but actually others can be earning more of it, but it goes very quickly. So
yeah. It was higher income, still broke, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, can totally relate to that, particularly going through my 20s. I seem to be, you know, getting in a corporate job or public sector job, getting promoted, getting more money, but I seem to always end up with the same amount or even a bit less in some cases. So yeah, it took a bit of realization on that part. So yeah, totally can relate. So thank you for sharing that as well, because I know we're not alone with that. And I know obviously there's lots of women you're helping with this. So can you tell us a little bit about the importance of creating a winner's image?
Yes, it is so important. For years, I would, as it relates to my business, I would pay for all of these strategies. The strategies were amazing, but I could never get far in my business, regardless of the strategies. And it wasn't until I created a new vision for myself. I never even considered that. I was so focused on the vision for my business. And it wasn't until I created the vision for myself that I got the momentum that my business needed. I learned early on that you cannot outperform your self-image. So one of my self-images were, I'm not enough. So I kept going back to get more degrees, more certifications, more mentors, and that wasn't working. It wasn't until my self-esteem increased, my confidence increased, and until I created a winner's image when I was really able to be successful in my life and in my business.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I can relate to that as well, like knocking, like almost sabotaging yourself, even though you've got all these tools in front of you. Especially in today's world, we've got loads of tools in front of us. But obviously you get better value from paying for some of the better ones. But yeah, when you're holding yourself back, you got that block. So I love the way you said go internally and resolve that a little bit. So what advice would you perhaps, or where's somewhere someone who perhaps really struggles with positive self-talk could start? Someone who perhaps criticizes themselves, they perhaps got this negative perception and dialogue going on in their head, where could they start?
I would start with just writing down that thought and then asking yourself, is that true? Because the reality is we're operating off of belief systems that were created when we were 5, 6, 7, 10 years old, and we never go back to reevaluate those belief systems. So it's a matter of just asking yourself, is this true? And then a lot of times we will realize it's not true. That was ex-boyfriend's belief or your great-grandmother's belief, but it's not true for you now. So just really looking at that story that you have created, that paradigm that you have created, and trying to recreate a new paradigm with the truth. Because that old stuff that's keeping our self-esteem low, those are all lies. So we have to operate in the truth now. And the only way to operate in the truth is to have that honest conversation with yourself.
Yeah, love that. Love that. Finding actually what are some of those beliefs that are holding us back that weren't even ours, that we picked up from someone else, perhaps like you said in those early years, or perhaps from an experience like your early years, like your parents. Obviously, we tend to model quite a lot of them. I was doing an exercise the other day and I was just relating back to that and going, oh yeah, yeah, that's where I get that little trait from. So in terms of obviously being more aware, that's a great point about the beliefs. So in terms of self-awareness, how would you encourage people to get started in that? I mean, there's different tools. There's like journaling, there's just sitting in silence. Are there any particular ones you found useful?
I would say notice what you're noticing. Sometimes it's hard for us to notice the thoughts that we're having, but it's easier for us to recognize our emotions. So if we're feeling in a low energy, like some shame, some guilt, some depression, let that be the alarm clock to say, hey, let me check what I'm thinking, because whatever we're feeling is coming from a thought. So let's identify the feeling. And if the feeling is an uncomfortable emotion, stop long enough to check the thought, to see what that thought is, and then flip the switch on that thought so we can start changing how we feel.
Yeah. Yeah. So kind of recognizing the thought rather than pushing it away.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And just notice it without judgment. Just notice what you're noticing.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah. Yeah, because there's so many thoughts in our head, right? We can't control them in particular. So one thing I kind of wanted to touch on is obviously as an entrepreneur, and you know, achieving that six figures and everything like that, and a very busy life. Now you help many, many people, and you probably help lots of many busy people, right? How can you get busy people to sort of prioritize this kind of thing when they're in this constant cycle going? Is it just scheduling a small amount of time? Is it just kind of continual practice? How would you get someone to prioritize working on themselves or kind of being with themselves?
Well, I set aside an hour every morning before I even start my day. I get up really early, 4 o'clock in the morning, and I do all my like self-development work, exercise, and all of that. So definitely putting it on your calendar, because if it's not on your calendar, it's not going to happen. And then also, because I'm lazy, I use all of these anchoring tools. So I have affirmations on my laptop. I have affirmations on my phone, my screensaver. I have notes on my mirror. So everywhere I am in my environment, there's some type of anchor that's reminding me who I am, this higher version of myself. And when I see that, I just immediately, you know, do some quick reflecting and some quick work.
Oh, some good prompts. And that sound lazy at all if you're putting in the work to set yourself up to win. Love that. So in terms of one thing, like often guests talk about a lot and I talk about a lot is kind of the power of your environment, the people around you, right? And that kind of like impacting you. Was there kind of a change to your environment or your kind of like circle you made when you were making that shift as you're kind of working on your own relationship and your relationship with money?
Yeah, so that's a good question. One of my biggest fears at the time was like the fear of losing relationships that I had, because you know, when you grow, then your circle starts to grow and you may have to leave some people behind. And that wasn't comfortable for me. So I haven't like got rid of any of my friends, but I have expanded my circle. So I have these masterminds where I'm talking to people who are at least 10 steps ahead of me, who can help me dream big, who can make sure I'm focused and hold me accountable. So I have those groups because that's the only way I'm able to grow. If I'm around people that's doing the exact same thing I'm doing, there's not much growth because there's no challenge, if that makes sense. So yeah, I'm around people that's pulling me up all the time, helping me to see life in a bigger lens than I can see it for myself or the people that were in my circle was able to see it.
Yeah, definitely. The people are going to push you, right? So you're going to adapt more to that environment.
Okay. Yes, push, challenge. And I think for me, the biggest thing was they pushed me out of my comfort zone. Because I was in a comfort zone, and when I'm comfortable, I know I'm not growing. So they're pushing me out of this little comfort zone that I have created for myself, and that's forcing me to grow.
Yeah, that's always a valuable thing when you've got people pushing out of that comfort zone and those kind of things. So for anyone who's perhaps like wanting to change their kind of like their relationship of money, but then when they look at money, there's all this, so many things, your taxes, your retirement account, stocks, real estate, crypto, all these things, and they get a little bit overwhelmed, all your savings, all these different areas. It can be, you know, a little bit, there's many areas of life that can be a bit overwhelming, but what advice would you give to someone who's really tries to avoid money because they get a bit overwhelmed?
Yeah, that used to be me. I would avoid money. I would avoid money conversations. I would avoid looking at my bank account because it created so much anxiety for me. One of the things I had to do was I had to develop a real strong belief that money wants to provide for me. Money wants to be my friend and money wants to pleasure me. So I had to spend time with really understanding the energy of money and really becoming best friends with money. And once I shifted that, then I was able to look at paying taxes without having an anxiety attack. I was able to look at all of these other things that I had to do without feeling overwhelmed, because my relationship with money has shifted.
Okay, cool. And you, how did you transform your relationship with money? Was it more kind of just having a dialogue or something crazy like that with it? Or was it just kind of through perhaps sending love and giving more? Kind of, was there anything powerful that really helped you transform your relationship so that it became a best friend rather than an enemy?
Yep. And I look at it like any other relationship. If you think about your relationship with your best friend now, that's your best friend because you all spend time together. Mm. You were transparent. So I had to do the same thing with money. I have date nights with money. I'm telling money all the time, I appreciate you. Before, money was just like a one-way street. Money come in, provide for me. That's all I wanted money to do. Now I talk to my money. I'm looking at my money. I'm spending time with money. I'm understanding the personality of money, just like I would do with any other relationship in my life. So now I'm comfortable around money. I'm comfortable and I'm transparent with money. If I felt let down, I'm having that conversation with money. If I felt betrayed, I'm having that conversation with money. So it's really about just spending time and having that conversation with money, just like you would with a person.
Great perspective to see it as like a friend or a relative, just seeing it like, or an ordinary, you know, person, just actually seeing it. And I've never kind of heard it put that way before. And I love it. I love it. I think it's always so insightful that way. So a couple more questions, really. I really, really enjoyed what you've been sharing. So thank you so much. But what would you say to someone about the power of investing in yourself, just time, energy, and money wise?
Yes, I think it's so huge. Our mind is our biggest asset. I just believe that. Mm. And if you look at your bank statement for the last 90 days, it will show you where you spend your time and your money. And I can almost guarantee you, most people are not spending time investing in their mind. We will spend $60 on a meal, but we will not spend $60 investing in our learning and in ourselves. Investing in yourself is so huge. That's really the only way you're going to grow.
Yeah, an asset. I like the way you you labeled the mind as an asset as well. You know, you could have liabilities and assets. So love that. And I also like what you said about looking at your bank statement and thinking, wow, that's where I've been spending my money. And I can certainly look back in most of my 20s, looking and thinking mostly on nights out and drinks, to be honest, quite a lot of it. It'd be like bank statements, oh my God, like kind of thing. and then kind of as I was getting later 20s, it was just like, be like Tony Robbins things, right. Just all these kind of things that you'd be adding up, so, or sending to my business account now or whatever. So yeah, that's a really good point on looking at your bank statement to see how you're looking at that relationship of money. So
show you where what you're committed on. Mm. Your calendar and your bank statement, that's going to show you what you're really committed to doing.
Yeah totally. So are there any final points that you would share with us today before we sort of wrap up today that we perhaps not covered?
I just think it's so important, and I wish somebody would have told me this years ago, that we create and nurture this winner's image of ourselves, the internal image. For years, I focused on the physical appearance and that didn't get me anywhere. But if we can focus on creating a strong, healthy winner's image, a strong, healthy self-image, you will accelerate your goals so fast.
A real genuine one sometimes needs to go deeper. So yes. Yeah, you're saying, okay.
Yes, because for years I was looking external. Everything outside of me, oh, it's the economy, it's my husband, it's my kids. Everything was outside of me. But the real answer lies within. The real work is that inner landscaping that we have to make sure we cultivate.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Great, great final share on that one. So, Choyo, you've been a really valuable guest, and definitely people are going to be checking out your work, and I want to dive into more. But where can people find you? And whether it's social media or website?
Yes. So my website is choyodaniel.com. On social media, it's choyodaniel.com or Love Shift Coaching. And on Instagram is Love Shift Coaching as well.
Fantastic. We'll be sure to link those in the description of this episode as well, so we can get direct access to your stuff, which is awesome. So once again, a massive thank you for coming onto the show and sharing such valuable information about not only the money mindset, but about self-love and creating that winner's image within yourself. So thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you for having me. And this was fun.
Of course. So that concludes our episode for today. But remember, work on your self-confidence every single day.